It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some evacuees from the Pine Gulch fire in western Colorado should be able to go home today. The Garfield County Sheriff says evacuation orders will be lifted for people living along several county roads where power is expected to be restored. The fire north of Grand Junction grew by about 1,000 acres Monday. It now covers 86,000 acres. Sheriff Lou Valerio says fire behavior is still unpredictable and the people should be prepared to evacuate again. Near Fraser and Winter Park, the Williams Fork fire is burning near some important resources. Fire official Brad Johnson listed what's being threatened by the flames.
All the infrastructure that's in place down here, the Henderson mine, the power utility poles, the infrastructure with the natural gas company.
Other big fires are still burning in Glenwood Canyon and west of Fort Collins. Details on those fires and the ongoing firefighting effort is at CPR.org. Aurora has banned police from using chokeholds when trying to subdue suspects. The decision Monday night by the city council turns a policy from newly named police chief Vanessa Wilson into city law. The technique was used by Aurora police officers last year as they detained Elijah McClain, who later died. The city is the focus of several investigations into police practices. Equity must be a bigger part of Colorado's response to climate change. That's the message in a letter to Governor Jared Polis from more than 100 elected officials and climate advocates. The group wants marginalized communities to be a bigger part of efforts to reduce emissions. Ian Thomas Tafoya is with Green Latinos, an environmental justice group.
We want to make sure that equity is baked in to every decision that they're making, and we believe that's the only way to get to climate justice.
Air regulators meet this week to hear plans to meet Colorado's climate action plan. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.